वर्स नंबर 27। रागी कर्म फल प्रेप्सुहु लुब्धो हिंसात्मको शुचिः हर्ष शोकान्वित कर्ता राजसः परिकीर्तितः। सो कर्ता राजसः परिकीर्तितः। सो हु इज नोन एज अ राजसिक कर्ता? हु इज इट? रागी। रागी इज अटैच्ड। सी द सात्विक वॉज अनअटैच्ड, रागी इज अटैच्ड। कर्म फल प्रेप्सु एंड ही इज डिजायरस ऑफ रिजल्ट्स। What is in it for me? You know, they call looking out for number one. I should get it, whatever I want. I don't care what happens to the world. I don't care how many people I step over, how many people I hurt. I should get what I want. Lubdha means greedy, very greedy. There is no end. Hinsatmaka. Hinsatmaka means one is violent, another one is destructive. You know, throwing his weight around, pushing people around. That is, nowadays violent one is, of course, you take a gun and shoot. Another one is you dominate at your work, or you just put the people down. Shokan vita, and then hinsatmaka, ashuchi. Ashuchi means impure. Impure, his thoughts, his actions are impure. Harsha shokan vita karta, and his actions are full of harsha and shoka. Joy and sorrow, depression and grief, elation. So constant, his mind is up and down. One day happy, one day unhappy. Successful, he is in the clouds, and then depressed, he becomes, oh, I lost. So constantly, mind is fluctuating, and that's the cause of stress. You know, why are people depressed? Because they expect something, they didn't get it, so what do? Go to the psychiatrist, get the pill. Just give me a pill so I can be happy. People don't have the dhriti, how I can fix my own mind with my own effort. So we can talk a little about it. So attached, we have heard about that I and mine, what can I get out of it? Even when they are doing community service, I should be the one doing it. I don't want anybody else. Trying to control everything, even in the service, even in helping, my name should come on top. I should be, even if other people don't let others help, don't let participate, don't let delegate. So a person, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's at office or wherever, if I alone, my mera hi chalna chahiye, I should be the one whose will should prosper, then that is called attached, that is called selfish. Selfish means, again, working for me and myself alone. I, me and my. That's it. Maximum up to my family. But beyond that, why should I help others? You know, I earned this money. Yeah, but you earned in this country. We earn so much. So much more than what we need. So much more than what we deserve. And it is our duty to share. We are living in such a prosperous country where everything is available to us. It is our duty to share with poor people, with others who are not as fortunate. But these people are greedy. Why? I'm in a rat race. You know, I have to compete. I have to step on others. And they want instant results. They don't have any patience, you know, ready to just burst out. Even, you know, they come to my meditation class, and they come, and after 1 or 2 weeks, you know, they don't come back. Why? They are looking for instant result. Is my face getting brighter? You know, I have been meditating 2 weeks. Do I see brightness? You know, or they are looking for light or something. It is a gradual process. So life, just as a bud, you know, you cannot force a bud to become a flower instantly. It takes its own time. So having patience and having the ability to accommodate, you know, to be gentle, to be patient, and that these people don't have. They have no patience, they have no gentleness. They are very destructive, very violent, very dominating. There's a story I just read. So there was this huge ship, you know, one of the biggest ships in the world, carrying thousands of tons of cargo. And this was the olden days when there was this Morse code. You know, you had to enter with Morse code, dots and dashes. So the skipper, the captain of the ship is going. It's very dark. It's a very cloudy night. There is no moon. And suddenly he gets a Morse code. Change your direction 10 degrees. Otherwise, there will be a collision. He says, I am the world's biggest ship. If there is a collision, you will be hurt. You change your course. After he goes a little further, comes an urgent message. It's urgent. Change your course 20 degrees, starboard. Otherwise, there will be a collision. He said, I told you I am the bigger ship. You change your course. If there is a collision, you will be hurt. He goes a little further, big crash, bang, and the ship hits against a rock, just breaks apart. And then comes the final Morse code to him. You may be a ship, but I am a lighthouse. So that is the nature of these people. They just want to dominate. They just want to control. And because of that, their motives are very impure. Because they are greedy, because they are very competitive, because they are selfish, their mind is impure. They don't have purity of love, compassion, sharing, kindness. It's all arrogance, greed, jealousy, hatred, competitiveness. So that is the problem with the world today. There is too much selfishness, too much greed, too much competition, too much rat race. You know, dog eat dog. How can I become the highest? I can. Doesn't matter how many people I step on, doesn't matter how many people I hurt. So that's why Krishna is again and again telling us that whenever you catch yourself, be very alert. Is my mind becoming rajasic? Is my mind becoming tamasic? No. How can I do my activities with sattva, constantly remembering the Lord? That is the essence of this second verse. So that is rajasic, the person is attached, selfish, greedy, wants instant results, very dominating, destructive, impure, and then, as I said, delighted, happy one day, depressed other day, going through ups and downs, and these are the people who make psychiatrists rich. And actually, psychiatric drugs are the number one drugs in this country. You know, the number one sales is psychiatric medicine. Why? Because people want instant result. They want a pill to take care of their problem. They don't want to work on the problem. They go to the doctor, give me one pill. When one doesn't work, two pills, three pills, four pills. I'm sure you have seen patients come with four or five different psychiatric medicines. And then they say, I have GI problem. You know, what can you do to them? First thing I tell them, go off your medicines. Oh, no, I have been taking this medicine for 10 years. My mother died 10 years ago, and I got depressed. So the doctor, your mother died 10 years ago. Now it's 10 years past. Why do you still need that pill? I understand. Then you needed it. So this dependence on pills is all from wrong understanding. So any questions or comments?
So how do you change the understanding?
By repeatedly listening, number one. Then go home and think about it. So repeatedly contemplating upon it. Because what happened is that we have heard this and we go home and put the book away. Okay, ho gaya. 18 chapter ho gaya. 18 chapter nahi hua. It has to be read again. That's what Sri Krishna says. Again and again read the Gita. Gita is the best. Read it every day. In fact, Swamiji says that Gita has 700 verses. So if you read only two verses every night, we are not saying read the entire chapter, read only two verses every night. And first of all, whatever we have done in the class, you should revise. But aside from that, for my independent reading, two verses a night you read, listen, read the meaning, because Swamiji has given the meaning in detail. And then think about it for whole day. And then next day, two more verses. If you read two verses a day, in 1 year, you would have read the entire Bhagavad Gita. So, and then start again from first chapter. Or if you think you have studied, you can study, pick up new books. There's nothing wrong. You know, if you want to read And we have so many other nice books in our office, you know, Mananam series. We have book of Manual of Self-Unfoldment, Kindle Life. There are a lot of nice texts. But at least the Bhagavad Gita, you should say every night, I'm not going to sleep unless I read 2 verses. So before you sleep at night, half an hour, read the Gita, and your mind will stay with the Lord's words, stay with his teachings. So think, it is Bhagavan Krishna is talking to me. He's not talking to Arjuna, he's not talking to anybody. Bhagavad Gita is for me, written by him. And with that attitude, your thinking will change. Yes.
In a day-to-day working world, neither can be fully sattvic nor fully rajasic. It's somewhere in between we will be.
Yes.
Is that a fair statement?
No, that is very true. What we say, rajas is required for work, but rajas should be mixed with sattva.
Right.
Not pure rajas. It should not be pure selfishness, greediness, but
combination. The
combination where the Lord is working through me, have that attitude. Actually, I try every morning before I go to work, I ask Mother Saraswati, please guide my hand as I'm doing the scopes. May my patients not get hurt. May my patients do well. May I not miss diagnosis. So just ask for the Lord's presence before you start your day. Every morning I do that. Say, oh God, make sure that my hands are guided properly. So use that attitude, whatever your work you are doing, before you start your work. And that will, I think, bring sattva into your life. But thank you. That's good points.